The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio on AM 970. The Answer. Joe Piscopo, Al Gattulo, Joey Sebilia, Debbie Duhaime. You're ready for drive time players and proud to be here on this crazy, crazy Monday. It's a rainy out of New York, but as we broadcast around the country now, more and more people are listening on AM 970, theanswer.com. And we love you, Chicago. We love you, Tennessee. And we love you, Florida, and the great state of Texas, Oklahoma. We know you're listening, and we love you for that. But we're out of New York, and we're just trying to make sense of a crazy world. You're not wrong. That's the way I always like to open the show every morning. It's not you. You're not. That's a bumper sticker. It's not you. You're not wrong. Because it's like the world is crumbling under this administration. So David Bossie's kind enough to join us, former deputy campaign manager for Trump 2016, New York Times best-selling author, chair of the RNC's temporary presidential debates committee, and president of Citizens United. David, welcome back to the show, brother. How are you, my friend?
I am fantastic. I was in Tuscaloosa for University of Alabama's homecoming weekend, and watch them stomp Mississippi State pretty well, and had a pretty good weekend with my kids. So I got back to Washington at 2 this morning. So
long. God bless you for staying with the kids. You know, it's a reason why, you know, it's the thrux of our existence, if you will. It really is. But when you go to Washington, you seem like such an un-Washington guy, David. I mean, it's like that must be nuts in that town, huh?
It kind of is. Well, it's kind of funny because I was 20 years as a fireman, and it's just a whole different world view, right? And I was a fireman on 9/11. I unfortunately sat in front of the Pentagon that morning, watching the building burn. And those things are, ingrained in us, right, Joe? I mean, that's what makes us want to do what we do. Our kids, I'm a Burke Compact guy. I believe in every generation in America has left this country better off than they found it. And to be quite candid with you, we're about to break that. And that's my biggest concern is once that's broken, I don't know what America is able to do after that. I'm really deeply concerned about our future. That's why this midterm election is so, so vitally important.
It's so true. And tell me about the Pentagon. As a fireman, you were right in D.C., a fireman in D.C., in Virginia. Tell us about that,
In Montgomery County, Maryland. In Montgomery County, Maryland, we run mutual aid, just like everybody in the country, has mutual aid agreements with next-door neighbors. And when you have mass casualty incidents, you call in, the reinforcements. And the fire department is very much like it's a paramilitary organization. So you dump as much manpower as you need to into a specific place. So I ended up not doing anything as a lot of us did that day because the Pentagon was not a place they let anybody just roll into. But I was there and what was the worst part about it is my partner all throughout the 90s, as the chief investigator that I was for the Clinton administration in the House and in the Senate, my chief investigative counsel, Barbara Olson, was on the plane into the Pentagon. And so it was really, to be quite honest, an incredibly horrible feeling knowing you're standing there helpless, able to do anything for her.
Yeah.
She had already perished, obviously, along with everybody else.
And this is where it goes right to what we're talking about politically and loving the country and then really showing up for the country and losing our history. They don't even teach it in school. You know, our friend Frank Siller from the Tunnels to Towers Foundation that we're proud to talk about every single morning, they have a 9/11. They have a Tunnel to Towers like an institute to make sure it's in the schools. I mean, how do you not teach that? How do you not teach Pearl Harbor? How do you not teach these things? I mean, why? It seems like there's...
Please. I know you're asking the question. I know you're asking the question, but you already know the answers.
Yeah, man.
It's really a shame, but the teachers union, which has become one of the most powerful organizations in America, in American politics, makes decisions that parents don't get to participate in, that no one even knows how they are made because they are a closed organization. And we don't even know. Look, the other day, my sixth grader was at school and they were starting to teach and they don't tell the parents this, but they're starting to teach a class on touching and what is considered inappropriate touching and sexuality.
Wow.
And my sixth grader was like, "Hey, ma'am, I'm not here for this." Literally, my sixth grade. She didn't know. She didn't ask me. She's like, "I'm out. Like, can I go to the library? Do I need to go to the office? Where am I going? Because I'm not here for this." And she excused herself. And the teacher wrote a note to my wife and said, we were shocked, but not overly surprised by her, but shocked that she stood up for herself. And she was actually said we were proud of her to voice her, you know, opinion.
Wow.
And my daughter is like, I don't need to learn about abuse. Like, it's not comfortable. I don't need to know what other people, you know, are feeling about their sexuality. Like, I'm just not into it. And so she knows she gets that at home where with her parents, which is what is appropriate, not some teacher in a school. It is so bad what they're doing. You look at today's news that just came out that American students' test scores in math and reading are the worst they've been in recorded history. You know, to be honest with you, Joe, I hate to sound like a real cynic here, but part of the way you get to applicable masses, okay, is to dumb them down. And it's true. The dumber the populace, the easier it is to control them. You have no free thinkers out there. You have no critical thinkers out there. And so, you know, I'm sorry to say, but I'm deeply. We need to metaphorically blow up the educational, you know, situation that we find ourselves in, and rebuild it so that our children can have a future that's competitive with the Chinese. You think the Chinese students, you think the students in Russia are learning woke, right? Like whose feelings and Johnny has two mommies. Do you think that they're doing, you know, bathrooms, you know, transgender bathrooms?
No.
They're not doing that. Right. Yeah, like they're worried about reading, writing and arithmetic. They're not worried about.
You're right. And there's a lot of folks that a lot of teachers, by the way, that I know that are thinking common sense wise, and they're pressured by
of
superintendents.
Course.
You know, I don't see a lot of it in our school districts out in the boondocks of Jersey, fortunately, you know, because
good,
the parents
good.
Are very well, the parents are very, very,
very
involved.
Vocal.
Yeah, very. Well,
and that's changed. Look, in the
that's
last
right.
year,
that's
just
right.
just since the Loudoun County situation, right, with all of those things that happened in Virginia, it nationalized the issue. And in the last year, it's really come into focus. And I thank those parents every single day, silently, obviously.
Yeah.
But I mean, I remember that like it was yesterday. And you see these things happen, just like you're saying in your townships. People wouldn't be doing that if the folks in Northern Virginia hadn't stood up and said enough is enough.
Yeah, so true. And Glenn Youngkin wrote the book for the governor of Virginia, and I'm hoping that the Republicans are doing that. I'm not a Republican, Dave Bossy, but I'm telling you what, I'm going to vote R right down the road this time because a guy like Youngkin, he had eyes on eyes. I keep talking about it, but our mutual friend Ken Cuccinelli, they have a election transparency, initiative, and that's what we got to worry about. Because I got to ask you this before we let you go, David. You're a best-selling author. You worked with Donald Trump, helped him get elected in 2016, which I thought was just, I love the entertainment value of it, of Donald Trump as president, and I never expected him to be that good policy-wise, because I've known him 40 years. And just like, and I got to tell you this, let me take a moment of the show, and please, 9:15, Piscopo talking to Dave Bossy, just relax. People get crazy. But the thing is, when I look at the accomplishments of the Trump administration, and I could by rote tell you exactly whether it's the helping out the historic colleges and universities. It was him. You hear Joe Biden go there now. Donald Trump wrote that book, the Abraham Accords, that really, really was bringing peace to the Middle East. Everything, not to mention my personal 401k, please. You know that's being devastated as we speak. The First Step Initiative, getting Black Americans out of prison who were wrongly accused. That was all Donald Trump because he was listening. His personality aside, put that aside. When people say to me, oh, Joe's a Trump guy. Hey, Piscopo's a Trump. But they take solace in voting for Joe Biden. We're at the precipice of two nuclear wars with China and Russia. And we're turning into a third world country with Russia and China. Because we're forming Iran, Russia, and China into this, talk about an axis of evil. Together, becoming more powerful than we are. And yet they'll say to me, oh, you with Trump, stop. Everybody's got to stop. Look, because I don't say back, you with Biden, because I understand Biden. We all knew Biden as a kind of a muse, a funny guy who has no real solid stance
agenda,
on anything.
Right. Sure,
but he was smiling. Now this guy, it's like a concerted effort. The think tank that is running the White House is indeed, to your initial point, David Bossy, ruining the country and tearing down America.
So we have, and everybody listening to this show understands, we have a crime crisis gripping America. We have a fentanyl crisis gripping America. We have an open borders crisis gripping America, human trafficking. We have an inflation crisis. We have gas prices, food prices, inflation across the board. It is a crisis. We have foreign policy crisis that you were just outlining across the board. We have crises after crises, and every one of these, Joe, is man-made. Every crisis is man-made. And you know whose name it is? It's Joe Biden. That's the thing. People have to understand, hey, you know what? Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. You didn't like a tweet. You didn't like that. Hey, you know what? You weren't worried about your next meal. You weren't worried about your retirement. You weren't worried about a job. You weren't worried about America's safety and security at home and abroad. You didn't worry about the southern border or crime. He supported the men and women in blue. Joe Biden and his team have fostered this defund the police movement.
That's who started it.
And exactly. Joe Biden has sided with the left on every one of these issues. He has not stood his ground and said, I got elected as a moderate. I'm a guy who's a unifier, and I'm going to unify this country. Not for one second since he took the oath of office. His speech during the inauguration and his speeches ever since have been the most divisive. You talk about Donald Trump being divisive. Yeah. This guy's going to go down as divisive. So
you're right. Stop it with that.
So that's what I say to people. Stop it with this. Stop it with this, you know, reinvention of where we are today. We have crises after crises, and they're all caused by one man, Joe Biden, and they can all be undone, and they're going to be. Starting point of that is November 8th, when people go to the polls and elect Republicans up and down the ballot. It is going to send a signal. Yeah. I don't give a crap if it's for dog catcher. You have to vote for the opposite of what is in power. Yep. They control every branch of government. Yep. Folks, go and just vote against whoever's in office. I don't care. Okay, like that's where we are today. And if it happens to be a Republican in there, maybe you vote against them too. But I'm just telling you, we are The broken status quo. We have a broken system, and the only way to change it is to change the people in charge.
I know we got a break, but as Maryland National Committeeman for the Maryland Republican Party, David, you know, you think about Baltimore, the beautiful city of Baltimore, the crime of Baltimore, the crime of St. Louis, the crime in East St. Louis, Illinois, in Chicago, Illinois, in New Orleans. What in the name of goodness gracious? We're not even addressing it. It's like the black on black crime. It's like the Democrats don't even care about it. I was a lifelong Democrat. Most of my life I've been a blue dog Democrat. We cared about civil rights. Yep. We cared about that assault on people of color. What's going on with the Democratic Party? They've forgotten about their base, man.
Yeah, you know, we have two. We actually have three races in Maryland, since you bring it up, the congressional races that are in play. Maryland 2, 3, and 6. David Trone, who's spending $10 million of his own dollars, the Democrat incumbent, $10 million of his own money to stay in that race, and he's going to lose to Neil Parrott. We have Dutch Ruppersberger, longtime career politician, Democrat, hardcore leftist, representing Baltimore. Nicoli Ambrose is going to beat him. And then we have Sarbanes, Congressman Sarbanes, who is in the 3rd Congressional District, who is Paul Sarbanes' son and is, you know, just a legacy in this state, is in a true fight for his life. And I don't know that he's going to be able to make it. I think it's really difficult. That's a tougher district. It's a D+9 district. So Democrat +9. So it's a really hard district to win. But when you have him in a fight for his life with 2 weeks to go, that means across the country, the red wave is coming. We have to turn out.
That's right. David Bossy, thank you. Great chat this morning. And appreciate you always taking the time, my brother. Take care. Welcome back home. Yes, sir. 921 Joe on the radio. And Andy McCarthy's going to join us momentarily. And Debbie's on the roads, checking out the roads in New York on a rainy Monday at 921 on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. It's been really tough this morning because of the rain and fog. So definitely take it slowly. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered rules in effect. Watch for delays. FDR drives south through the 90s with a crash just cleared away. The University Heights Bridge eastbound, Bronx bound, that is, closed with an accident investigation. Staten Island Expressway eastbound still heavy, 440 out through the Verrazano. Watch for slowdowns. Garden State Parkway north at 156. Accident investigation in Clifton. Two lanes blocked. Injuries involved with that one. Looks like a fatality, unfortunately. Also on the Garden State Parkway north at 159, it's another accident in Saddlebrook. Over on 22 westbound at Frelinghuysen Ave in Newark, an accident that's in the process of being cleared. And let's see what's happening as we head over to 202. Some Suffolk traffic southbound into Raritan. It's a disabled car in the way. Northern State eastbound at Shelter Rock Road. Accident just cleared. Some rain this morning. Cloudy today. High of 63. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. I love Facciabene Insurance. You know, J.A. Facciabene Insurance Associates. You know, because they're a personal insurance team, they can design a bundled insurance program to cover your home, auto, and valuable items, which can could save you 15%. Their business team will be your trusted advisor. You know, they help build the insurance program that's right for your business. They've been there for 35 years. The Facciabene family has been providing insurance advice to business and individuals in the New York, New Jersey area for 35 years. But mostly I like saying Facciabene. And what a great name. I mean, come on. J.A. Facciabene. That's such a beautiful Italian-American name. But really, Joe Facciabene, kind enough to join us in studio, as you know, recently, explained to us that if you're looking for an insurance advocate, and that's the word, an advocate, because there's so much going on out there in the insurance industry, you and I can't figure it out. Let Joe Facciabene walk you through it. All right, you can call him directly. It's 800-937-5515. 800-937-5515. J.A. Facciabene Insurance Associates. 800-937-5515. Let Joe and the Facciabene folks be your insurance advocate. The Facciabene family would like to thank AM 970 for their support of the Italian American Heritage Month and the Columbus Citizens Foundation.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Stop. Look around.
Can you call this a smashing success of the ruling Democrat Party? A triumphant presidency? Fleeing what's left of our country, our city, our American dream. It's you, the American citizen. Your vote. We, the people. Vote Republican.
This is not a joke.
November 8th for safety and security, prosperity and common sense. Not a single vote to the Democrat Party. I am Yuri Dashevsky, your Republican and Conservative Party's candidate for the U.S. Congress. I approve this message. YuriForUS.com.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Calandra's is it. We were talking about it on Saturday with my mom, talking about the Calandra's. We've known Calandra's. You know, they've been going strong for 60 years. Calandra's Bakery, right there in Newark, New Jersey. That's the hometown of my family, you know. And they've been there since 1962 with the third generation of Calandra's at the helm. Calandra's Bakery does it the old-fashioned way, 100% natural. No machines, no preservatives, all made by hand, with love. When you go to the original location in Newark, and by the way, which delivers to supermarkets like ShopRite, Acme, King's, D'Agostino's, Gristiti's, and when I go in and I go to the Calandra's Village in Caldwell, or I'm in Fairfield, or I go to right there on Bloomfield Avenue in Newark, and then when you buy the bread and it's handed to you and it's warm, oh, do you eat it right there? I have done that. I've taken the bread from Calandra's, gotten it to my car, and I've eaten the bread on the way. I make sure I bring an extra loaf to my mom, you know. But it's so incredible. And by the way, four ingredients only in the bread. No preservatives at all. And you can go to calandrasbakery.com. By the way, I will be performing at Calandra's in Fairfield. We'll give you the exact location. We'll be telling you more about it. November 17th. Mikey and I are going to come down. We're going to have a great show right down there. They have these great concerts. I think it's called Cucina Calandra. And that's the ballroom right there. By the way, Calandra's 100% natural, handmade, the old-fashioned way. You can check them out. Please, we want you in Newark. We want you in Fairfield. We want you in Caldwell, all in Jersey. But you could also check out CalandrasBakery.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, Andy McCarthy, that's not an Italian name, but I'm sure he loves that Italian bread. Andy, I'm talking about Calandra's Bakery in Jersey, man, that warm Italian bread. I don't know. Now, my kids are half Irish. I should know the comfort food for the Irish. What might that be, Andy McCarthy?
In my house, we go Italian.
That's why the Italians and the Irish work so well together, man. Right? Right?
Yeah. If you want an encomium to Irish food, you
I got Andy McCarthy.
I have to tell you,
I went to Ireland. We might have chatted about this before. I went to Ireland because my wife at the time was Irish. She wanted to go to Ireland. Family from Cork, County Cork. I tell you what, the food was magnificent because you would go to these poobs, the pubs. They would call them poobs, you know, and we'd go to the poobs. And we would go, and they would have homemade soup, homemade sandwich. And people thought I was nuts, but and then I had a steak. I remember this, but this is my favorite Irish story. I'm at a restaurant in Ireland, and I'm eating a steak that is great. And I go, where do you get the steak? So the gal pointed across the street. See those cows? That's where we get our steaks. They're right there. It was great. It was. Wow. I'll tell you. It really was fascinating, and the Irish folks certainly are warm. Andy, how are you, man? We appreciate it. We got a lot to get into. Are you ready for a Monday or what? Huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping it's not as crazy as some of the Mondays we've had recently, but that's probably too much to hope for.
I know. So now we got Trump. I don't know when people stop. They don't want to stop with this. They're obsessed with this, with all the problems. And I'm reading here, a jury selection is beginning in the Trump Organization tax evasion trial today. Does this come from Tish James's, the AG's office in New York, sir?
No, this is the district attorney
right.
in Manhattan. So it started out as Cy Vance's white whale. You know, he went up to the Supreme Court twice to get Trump's tax information and other financial records. And when they finally got it, they couldn't make a case on him. So, you know, they got basically a tax evasion case, sort of small stuff, on the chief financial officer of the Trump organization, a guy named Weisselberg. And they brought basically similar charges, because if a top organizational officer does something, you can usually attribute it to the business, too. So basically, the Trump organization is on prime for the same tiddly stuff that they got Weisselberg on. And I'm not belittling it just because it's a Trump thing. I would point out to people, they made him plead guilty to like 14 counts, but he's looking at like, 10 minutes in jail or something like that. So it's,
And thank you for clearing it up. So this is the Manhattan DA that is doing this. Is that right? This is the Manhattan.
Correct.
Yep. That you mean the Manhattan DA who is Alvin Bragg?
Alvin Bragg, right? He is basically, the investigation started under his predecessor Vance, and he continued it. He dropped the main part, which was against Trump, and I think Trump's adult children were in the. So that's what Vance was hoping to land in his case, and what remains under Bragg is this kind of tax case.
Andy, in New York, the crime, you can't walk in the subways. You can't. Criminals are being let out in the street.
I know.
It's like I went to my car yesterday. We did the show cross town, did my radio show on Sunday night. I'm walking to the car, and I must say, I'm looking right, I'm looking left, I'm waiting to get, God forbid, cold cocked. This guy, Bragg, has the audacity to do this, and Tish James too, who I get myrtleized every time I talk about it, because I like Tish James. She really is a nice gal. But politically, the AG of New York, do they see what's happening on the streets? Is this just a distraction? Because it's not distracting anybody. It's making people angry and very, very upset, to put it mildly, you know.
Yeah, I think, Joe, that the Democrats decided they don't have a good answer as we head into the midterms to crime and inflation. So they decided they wanted to run against Trump. So I think it's no accident that, you know, all of a sudden, as we're careening toward the election, we have the January 6th committee issues a subpoena for Trump, and the DA's office schedules a trial for Trump's organization. And, you know, the prosecutor in Atlanta, who is a Democrat, is heating up her investigation of, what happened post-election in Georgia. And all of the investigations on Trump seem to be ratcheting up. I think the point of that is, I don't think the strategy is going to work. In fact, I think the polls, which seem to have broken more for Republicans in the last couple of weeks, suggest exactly what you're saying, which is that people are turned off by it. But the idea that, you know, you're going to have, you could either focus on crime and the cost of things, which is what affects people's day to day, or they could have some caricature of Trump on the ballot, and that was going to dissuade people from thinking about what their everyday lives are like under this administration and under this regime of governance. I think it's a bad bet, but we'll see in 2 weeks, I guess.
I get. And does it all stop if the midterms go Republican? Like, for example, the January 6th committee. It's so. And listen, you're going to go up against a cop, squeeze him against the door. If you're going to, you know, bum rush the Capitol and try to break through law enforcement, whether they were stopping you or not, and no one agrees that was right. We understand that. But they're obsessed. Liz Cheney obsessed with taking down Trump. It's like Tish James obsessed with taking down Trump. And the rest of us are going, tell us to move on. If we question one thing about the 2020 election, just move on. I'm hoping, I don't know that these folks will ever move on. And to your point, I guess they got nothing else, Andy, but it is just, we're at a point now in America, if indeed we make that change and people, even who are Democrats, say, look, I'm done with these people. They vote Republican. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm done with both parties. I've had it with everybody. And so if the changes that, and they take at least the House, does all of this, all these, legal shenanigans against Donald Trump stop? Is that possible, Andy McCarthy?
I just think, Joe, in this media environment, they never let us take a breath, right? So will 2022 be over than 2024 will be on. Running for president now is a 2-year proposition anyway in the modern media environment. And all they're thinking about is that Trump's going to run. You know, look, Trump almost came out and said last weekend that he was going to run again, right? Yeah. I guess it was the rally he had in Texas where he said something like, I guess I'm going to have to do it again. You know, they have Trump on the brain because, you know, in part it's because they can't help themselves, but also in part because he keeps telling them he's coming, right? I just don't think we'll go right from 2022 to 2024 and without skipping a beat, unfortunately.
Well, there's a lot to talk about on the radio, Andy. Do you think that Trump, by the way, before we let you go, Andy, and thank you for your time, sir, as we start this another crazy week, Trump pleads the fifth on all of this? I mean, with all of these things, he's like the Teflon guy. Nothing ever really affects him. Or is he going to be caught in any of these webs that are being set up for him, sir?
I don't think, Joe, that he's ever going to appear before the January 6th committee. I think they waited till the end they waited till the very end of their proceeding. They could have subpoenaed him a year ago, right? They waited till the end because they know that this is not like issuing a subpoena to Steve Bannon. You know, I mean, I know they think Trump is different and that Trump is like a class unto himself. But in constitutional terms, Trump is a former president of the United States.
Yeah.
The framers did not want the president to be beholden to Congress. So going back to George Washington, it's been the theory of the executive branch under the Constitution that presidents have absolute immunity from congressional subpoenas. And that has extended to former presidents because if the current president knows that whatever he does today, he could be called into the dock by Congress once he's out of office, then that has a bad effect on the president. So there's a lot of litigating to be done over a subpoena to Trump, and they don't have time to do it. There's no legislative days left. There's going to be a handful of days after the election in the so-called lame duck Congress where they usually do the mischief, like they spend all the money they don't want to tell us about because it's like Christmas and no one's paying attention. They're not going to bring Trump in. And if they tried to bring him in, he'd go into court and there'd be three rounds of litigation. And I don't know, even if the Supreme Court's not crazy about a lot of the stuff that Trump did, I'm not sure they'd enforce a congressional subpoena on a former president. I sort of doubt it.
Yeah, this is a great conversation. Andy, always appreciate it. I know you got a busy week, so we appreciate it. Listen, and Italian bread anytime. Just let me know. I could send you some from Jersey. Is that not?
As we say in Dublin, time for
bellicose,
Joe.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Andy. Andrew McCarthy, right there. Appreciate it. Contributing editor at National Review, fellow at the National Review Institute, Fox News contributor, former chief assistant U.S. attorney who fought terrorists for the United States of America. 9:36, Joe on the radio. Al's in the news nook on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
57 and cloudy at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A popular pizza restaurant closing for good in Bronxville. Kohl's, known for its grilled pizza and craft beer, made the announcement in a recent Instagram post saying they love their loyal customers more than they can express. The Bronxville location, which will reportedly close by early next month due to lease problems, is the last Kohl's in Westchester after the one in Portchester closed at the end of 2020. The locations in Norwalk, Connecticut, and Portland, Maine will remain open. Bono is taking responsibility for putting U2's album on everyone's iPhone in 2014. In an excerpt from his upcoming book, Bono revealed it was his idea to put Songs of Innocence onto everyone's iTunes libraries for free. He says he remembers reading people's responses to the album with one saying, the free U2 album is overpriced. He said if it just getting the band's music to people who like it, it was a good idea. However, he felt the guilt on his shoulders when the backlash spread across social media. In sports, the Astros heading back to the World Series after sweeping the Yankees in the ALCS, winning last night 6-5. They'll take on the Phillies in the World Series. The Giants held on for a 23-17 win over the Jaguars in Jacksonville. Jets extended their winning streak to 4 games, topping the Broncos 16-9 in Denver. Islanders have a 3-game losing streak now. They fell 3-2 to the Panthers in Florida. And for just the second time this season, the Rangers failed to earn at least a point. The Blue Shirts topped 5-1 by the Blue Jackets at Madison Square Garden. And this sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Problems now on the New York State Thruway northbound. Stop-and-go traffic getting up past 15A in Sloatsburg It's an accident being cleared. Still seeing a lot of volume on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound up through Newark. The Garden State Parkway northbound at 156. Accident investigation heading up through Clifton. Looks like two lanes remain blocked. It's an ongoing investigation. Then on the Garden State Parkway north at 159. An accident in Saddlebrook, 22 westbound at Freelinghuysen Ave in Newark. A crash over there. Deegan southbound, heavy traffic getting down toward the stadium. Expect delays at the University Heights Bridge getting into the Bronx. That's closed with an accident investigation. The Van Wyck moving slowly as you head southbound as you get down past the area of the Jackie Robinson Parkway. And watch for delays on the Northern State eastbound getting out through Lakeville Road. Checking in on the forecast, some rain this morning, cloudy today, high of 63. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dell Technologies provides growing businesses with the tools to do incredible things because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Hello there. Joe talking about Lafreda Meats. You got to check out Lafreda Meats. I tell you, it's all we have around the house. And I can tell now when I go to a restaurant whether it's Lafreda or not. I was talking to my kids about that. As my kids know now, when you order, you go to Lafreda.com, by the way. You're ordering from Pat Lafreda Meat Purveyors, and they supply over 1,600 fine restaurants daily with flawless perfection. Flawless. Whether it's beef or pork or poultry, and that great steak that comes from a really top high-end restaurant, that those are the restaurants that Pat Lafreda Meat Purveyors operate with, you know, and they're in the New York, New Jersey area supplying like 1,600 of those restaurants. But when you order the meat, like when I order, I'll tell you about myself. I'll go to Lafreda.com. I'll get the center cut filet. I get the turkey burgers. I get the chicken. My kids now ask for the meat blend burgers, the regular meat burgers, you know, hamburgers. And I get those, and my kids look so forward to that. And I make sure I have the steaks for each one, and it makes me look like a hero, you know, around the house. But I got to tell you, I could tell the difference, and I love that there's nutrients in it. Like my mom always says, Joseph, you need a good steak. And she's right. And that good steak, there's no better steak. Let me put it that way, then, Lafreda. You got to try it. You go to Lafreda.com. And if you happen to see it at the store, you're going to take home, because I know they're in a lot of stores now, Lafreda Meats. You take home that Lafreda meat, and you're getting the best meat you possibly can get. The absolute finest cuts of meat and poultry. So now you could have those same cuts of beef, pork, and poultry delivered directly to your home from this iconic meat purveyor. Visit them, please, at Lafreda.com. Try America's best meat. It's Lafreda. Lafreda.com.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. We've been working very hard on an amazing new docuseries called Border Battle. It chronicles the horrifying conditions on America's southern border. What you are going to see in Border Battle will blow your mind. It's amazing. First-hand interviews, incredible commentary, straight up on the front lines. We've worked very hard on this from Turning Point USA, and we are exposing the border crisis. Available exclusively on SalemNow.com. Produced by Turning Point USA. Available at SalemNow.com.
Hey, Joe, telling you about Columbus Citizens Foundation. For over 75 years, CCF, if you will, has promoted Italian-American culture and heritage, has provided thousands of scholarships to Italian-American students who have that academic ability but find themselves in need of financial aid for their education. So we want you to help us at the Columbus Citizens Foundation help these kids because, in my opinion, it just builds this great country. It really is. When you're proud of your heritage, proud of your ethnicity, and you can't go to school, you need some financial assistance, and if we help out, it just strengthens America. It really does. And when you meet the talented students that are the scholarship recipients from the the Columbus Citizens Foundation. You will be inspired by their leadership, by their passion, by their pride in their heritage, which translates to love of America. The scholarships offer them a chance to pursue their dreams and contribute to their communities. And don't forget, the Columbus Citizens Foundation, they put on that Columbus Day Parade. That is so, and in my opinion, they kept that statue up at Columbus Circle. I'm just saying. So you could help folks, these kids, bring a, you could help the Columbus Citizens Foundation bring these kids a quality education, but you could remember your Italian-American heritage, you know, if you visit columbuscitizens.org. So just go right to the site, www.columbuscitizens.org. Please donate to columbuscitizens.org today.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Well, we're on fire. Let me go to Ralph. We got to get to the phones, I promise. Ralph, thank you always for listening. You're a great, great part of the family on this radio show. What are you thinking this morning?
Well, we're on fire. Ralph, we
got to
get some...
Okay. Get
to load. There it is. I let it go.
Good. I know Al's Stop copying me.
It's all right. No, listen. So, yeah, Ralph, you're welcome to call back. Let me go to Tom, if I may. Calling from down in Florida. Tom, how you doing? What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, everybody, in the greatest show on earth. And I think we should give Mayor Adams some My Pillows for his new residence of New York City. But that's beside the point. Maybe Mike Lindell can work that out and make some money. So, Joe, real quick. You know, I brought up this illegal immigration, all this for the past 3 years on your show. Dollar for dollar, how much everything costs. So right now, I just want, if everybody could listen and just say, if you want to run as a Republican in the city of New York or in any Democrat state, stick to the numbers. Don't be emotional. The numbers are, is that, as you just heard in your prior guest, our school system has gone down the tubes because we have illegal immigrants that are working, that are using the school. The amount of money it's costing the hotel, all these people comes out to be hotel, medical, and everything comes out to be $13,000 a month. I'm a numbers guy. Then, Joe, on top of that, New York City, that the people that are looking at housing, right, temporary housing, shelters, right, they should all immediately move right to these shelters because no non-citizen has more of a right than a citizen in the state of New York and the United States of America to be able to get facilities and benefits. So they're building, with our tax dollars, federal or not, these facilities to house illegal immigrants. What happened to citizens first? So you want to talk about license plates. It should be citizens first. Going back to the border crisis and the gentleman that was just on there from the border, who, God bless him, he's such a great guy and does a great job for America. The problem is that Republicans are talking these crazy things and, oh, we're going to do it. No, just stick to the facts that if you're a poor white person, poor black person, poor Spanish person, and you need your medical, you need your Medicaid, you need your housing temporary, you need to be in a facility to take care of your children because something happened, well, that's out of the box now because illegal immigrants have taken that from you. And that is done by Joe Biden, by Abrams, by Mayor Abrams, Adams, and all these people. So my advice to the Republicans is stop talking this high intellectual language. We have people that are now in desperate need of food and housing. And as far as the drugs go, and dumbing down what your other gentleman said, the police officer, he's 100% right. How do you dumb down a society? Number one, put in people who can't speak the English language. Put them in schools. And then all of a sudden, your kids now are a year back. Then give them marijuana, vape marijuana. I just had an incident. I don't lie on your show, my son. I had an incident with him. I had to get on him real hard. And at the end of the day, Joe, the marijuana that's being given to our children is 30 times heavier and stronger than it was 30 years ago. To all these people say it's no big deal. We are now in a major, major problem in this country where our children are victims of our government between drugs, lack of education, but all yet we're giving the best of the best to illegal immigrants.
There
I love you, Joe.
Love you
Make
too,
America
Tom.
Great.
Thank you, brother. You know, you're right. The only thing is that Tom's right is about what the Republicans are doing. Sometimes they miss the message. I don't know that McCarthy gets it through. I know Mitch McConnell does not, because that you get so entrenched in keeping politics alive and, well, the industry of politics in Washington, they forget about people. But you're absolutely right. The thing is, if you watch what I always draw to Andrew Glenn Youngkin did in Virginia. And how he just touched on school board. It's one thing. So he talked on the school board, how they were taking away the classrooms from the parents. That resonated in Virginia. And that gets Glenn Youngkin elected in Virginia. What Lee Zeldin is doing, and why I think he will win, but we're praying that he does, is because it's crime, crime, and crime. You have to focus on one thing. You can't be, you're right. Tom's right. You can't intellectualize it. You can't explain it, because we don't have the time. I don't have the time to try to break it down. I do it because it's what we do for a living here on the radio. But if you focus on this, the crime alone, well, you can't walk down the street, and you know what I'm talking about. And you know what? And one Democrat said, I read someplace online, a Democrat said, oh, my liberal friend said, oh, she doesn't wear her jewelry on the subway, you know. And then he asked her, well, who are you voting for? And she was silent. They're blindly voting for their party. It's beyond that now. It's so far beyond that. Paul, we got 2 seconds, but I wanted to get you on the air. Appreciate you always listening. What are you thinking this morning?
Hey, good morning, Judge. That guy Tom said so much. I don't know how much to say. No, bottom line is Biden was calling China a competitor. It's not China. Xi now has a total communist China. He egged on Putin to attack the Ukrainians. Okay, so bottom line, we are in a Cold War. And if Biden doesn't wake up, we definitely need Republicans instead of Democrats guiding Biden. So we're fighting a Cold War now. So if we don't want a world war, we got to cut communist China, communist Russia, because it's Putin and he's a communist, and cut him off. And you know what? Maybe 10, 20 years like Reagan did, they'll fall apart because they can't survive on being totalitarians. And we got to keep the world involved.
Yep, that's right. Thank you, Paul. Hey, Joe on the radio, a lot to get into, but I think you get it. You know it. You know what you got to do. You got to shut up and vote. You got to show up and vote. Hey, Deb, you know, nice colors out your neck of the woods. I see them better colors this year. I don't know if that's what that is.
Beautiful.
Yeah, nice fall.
It's beautiful. The trees, they look gorgeous, right?
I think so. Sometimes they just go yellow in Jersey. They don't really jump, you know?
they just go to the immediate yellowish tinge. But no, we're getting beautiful
by the turnpike. By the turnpike with that flame, whatever that flame is.
My mom loved when you sang the New Jersey song. You know, take the rest on 78. Mom loved that. She said that was so awesome.
Give her my best. Give her my best. We so appreciate you being there. Hey, Deb's out there getting you through traffic on a rainy Monday, 9:51 on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Joe, we've got major problems over on the Garden State Parkway northbound, 156 in Clifton. Accident, unfortunately, involving a fatality. Two lanes blocked. It looks like an ongoing investigation by state police. Also on the Garden State Parkway North at 159 in Saddlebrook, it's another accident investigation. Very serious accident there as well. 22 westbound by Frelinghuysen Ave in Newark, it's a collision. Traffic is still moving slowly on the eastbound Gowanus, getting up through the Prospect. Some stop-and-go traffic this morning on the Van Wyck southbound, heading right down toward Atlantic Avenue. Cross Bronx westbound, heavy traffic into the outbound George Washington Bridge because of some ongoing construction there. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride right now to the Thruway North at 15A in Lotsburg. An accident involving a tractor trailer and several cars, so really tough through that area. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The following is a paid political announcement. Bergen County is going the wrong way. Higher taxes, bloated budgets, unnecessary shutdowns, skyrocketing crime rates, radical political indoctrination over parents' rights. Had enough? Todd Caliguire, Doug Holden, Ronald Lynn, and Deirdre Paul have a plan to save Bergen County. Shrink the size of the budget and cut property taxes. Put parents and children first. Support law enforcement and govern transparently and honestly.
Todd Caliguire for County Executive, Doug Holden, Ronald Lynn, and Deirdre Paul for County Commissioner. Common sense to save Bergen County. Paid for
the
by Dr. Doug Holden,
midst
Victory
of a global
Fund.
Global food crisis. Families in the world's poorest countries can't afford to eat on a regular basis. By partnering with Food for the Poor, you can provide an answer to the prayers of moms like this.
I tell them that today we cannot eat, but another day we will have food. Yeah, we need to work in order to have food to put in our plates.
For 40 years, Food for the Poor has received the generous and compassionate gifts given by people just like you and turned them into life-saving, life-giving food. Now more than ever, your help is needed to give food to starving families. Your gift of just $144 will feed a family of four for the next year. Would you be an answer to prayer to families in deep poverty right now? Call 800-385-0127. 800-385-0127. 800-385-0127. Or click the Give Food banner at am970theanswer.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A little bit of a wet day in store for us with cloudy skies and some rain showers. There will be times where we could see a brief break in the action, but it is going to be continuous into tonight. We'll see high temperature around 63, low overnight down to 60, and then after the passing showers, we're looking for partly cloudy skies tomorrow at a high of 70. Temperature will stay steady on Wednesday with another possibility of a shower to start the day, but then it's cloudy by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Joe on the radio. Before we get out of here, I want to tell you about Relief Factor one last time. You know, I'm so active in my life. It works for me. So many people come up to me and tell me Relief Factor works, Joe. You know, and it's all botanical ingredients, fish oil, resveratrol. You go to relieffactor.com. You'll see everything that's in there. By the way, if you'd like to make a phone call, sometimes folks like to call, you know, you call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4, the word relief. And when I tell you to try the 3-week quick start, it really is the most objective way I could tell you to try to see if it works. And that gal in Philly told me 7 days for her, 5 days for me, 3 days for other people. Anne Marie, we tell you, with her grandkids, she could a couple days out of pay, a couple days just like that. And it's so great. I want you to experience what I experienced with Relief Factor. When all of a sudden the pain goes away and you have to stop for a second and you're not favoring that part of your body that hurts and you're going, whoa, I didn't feel the pain. It is magnificent. And that's why I'm always and always will be grateful to and indebted to the good folks at Relief Factor because it has worked for me miraculously. And I hope it works for you. I think it might. Just give it a shot for $19.95. You got nothing to lose. 800-4-RELIEF or start here, please. ReliefFactor.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
As you start your Monday, don't let the rain depress you. Just listen to the pan flute stylings of Zamfir. Zamfir? I can remember.
Zamfir.
What is it? I think Al likes this.
I am. I'm going to listen to it. You know what? I should get this on a loop in my car. So when my wife starts to annoy me, I just put it on. And then, you know, no.
Oh. This is what I think Al listens to when he goes for his foot massage or whatever it is.
I do. Actually, not this, but there is like the, you know, the waterfall point, and the kind of...
Your point is well taken, though. Rather than putting your fingers in your ears and going, la, 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 la.
I can't do that when I'm driving.
Like,
I
mean, you know what I mean?
Listen,
yeah, you can't do
it. I know my belly's big enough to hold the wheel, but you really need to keep your hands on the wheel.
But if you put that on, you'll just be able to get through turnpike traffic. Oh, that's a great idea. Zamfir for traffic.
Did you hear what I said? Oh,
man. Hey, did you call Zamfir by chance, Joe? Did you get him on the...
I could, but I don't know that his people speak English.
Are busy. Please call again at another time.
Doesn't speak English.
I'm serious. I mean, I don't know if he even
speaks pan flute. Speaks pan flute. Do you want me to play my flute back to him and we can communicate that way? Can I, like, close encounters?
Matt Samboan wants to hear more didgeridoo music, he said.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Joey, great show as always. Thank you. Thanks for being there with your beautiful family. Love to your beautiful mom. Great to meet your family. Al, thank you. Hey, thanks for supporting Camden, brother. I tell you, that's a great Jersey thing to do. That was beautiful. And Debbie, I love you. Debbie Duhame right there, the ambassador for everybody. And Cara Fasaro, Michael, answering phones. Mert will podcast the show. Make it the best day ever. Would you do that? Because you deserve it.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.